Danny Boy, Danny Boy, Danny Von Swag, my friend. How are you?
Good. How's things?
Yeah, pretty good.
Thanks.
Big weekend.
You did have a big weekend of Terps. Strength.
I'm a Terps.
How many middies do you have?
Oh, at least 2.5. You know what you need after a big weekend? Because I work hard.
What, during the week or on the
I
weekend?
I work hard. You know how we've talked about this before? I am the man. Yeah. You work for the man.
No, we've said that and I've said...
I am the man.
No.
You work for the man.
I've said, I'm not a businessman. I am a business man.
Okay. You work for the man.
Yeah.
So, long story short, on Monday, you rock up 9 a.m. Hey, check in. Check my clock.
Yeah.
Okay. I wake up whenever I want. Normally 6. Work till 6 at night as well. Anyway. Monday, I said to myself, you know what, Dill, you earn a break. You've had 2.5 bloke in the bars. Cheers. You need a break. I had a big headache. Big headache. So Juzzy woke up next to me, Tofu, and she said, let's go get couples massages today.
Oh, boy.
Fantastic. So we go get some couples massages. It's called the Thai
special?
Something. The Thai, no, Dan. I warned you prior to this. It was called the Thai mix. So it was a massage of both your back without oil and with oil. Anyway, where I'm getting to with this is the masseuse thought I was a lot more flexible than I was.
Oh, it could be, I bet.
Yeah, and you know what it's like when you've come off and you're sore from a big weekend, 2.5 bloke in the bars, you're hung.
Yeah.
She nearly snapped my neck. She nearly dislocated both my shoulders and my meniscus in my left knee.
Yeah.
Nearly popped off.
I'm trying so hard to be really good here. That's you woke up at 12:30.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
What time did you wake up?
Let's get into it. Buckley kicked one from 50 last week. He's missed the start. He's celebrating a point. Oh, shit, man. Yeah.
Well done, mate. So you feeling all right now?
Wasn't our best. We're nervous. We're nervous tonight.
Yeah, we are very nervous tonight.
Another you know it. Oh, man.
Another guest
so, in. So, Sam.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bit great.
Oh, fuck.
What's he done now? Well, I can see what he's done now. Actually.
No, he's just every week just gets a bit more like up and about. He gets sent some free T-shirts.
He puts on bigger big boy pants every week.
Big boy pants. Yeah. Guess what he said? He called us throughout the week. He said, I've got an intern.
He's employed his own intern.
He's actually employing his own people now to come into the show. Yeah. Without, like, not even a part of the actual List Cloggers Enterprise. It's just his own intern for himself.
Are we picking up the salary?
Yes. Yeah. It's just for himself. So we've got Chris. Welcome,
well
Chris.
Done, Chris. Welcome, well done, mate. Welcome. He's welcome.
He's having Logger. A good time. He's here. And Sam, thanks so much.
Well done, Sam. Yeah. So we'll pick up his salary. You don't want super, do you?
No, I think he does.
Nah, sweet. No, he doesn't. He's sweet. Sorry, I'll go. What else? What's else going on? Anything else?
You look good.
Thanks. I feel good.
Must feel it.
I feel really good. This might be a surprise to you, but I'm a very boring person.
It's not.
Why?
It's not a surprise to me. I know you better than anyone.
Mm.
And people always say to me, they always go, oh, what's Dan like? What's Dan like? Oh, he's so crazy. You know, he does these crazy videos.
Wild boy.
Dan doesn't speak to anyone.
Oh, man, I hate talking.
Like, you could put you in a room of 100 people and you'd literally like turn into the corner and just avoid every conversation.
I went to Carlton in business lunch on Friday and like that scenario of being in a room of like 1,000 other people that I don't really want to talk to.
Yeah.
Not that I don't want to talk to, I just don't enjoy like, I find it very awkward. Yeah. Like I'm a very awkward person.
But like even with the content that you produce sometimes, how do you go trying to network with someone professionally when they've probably seen you
A big CEO goes, oh, I've obviously seen your work. Oh, you've seen my ass, like an apple up my asshole.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so good. So can we work network? It's like, nah, mate, we can't. we can't give you any deals. So, mate, I did nothing this weekend, which is great. I took a weekend off.
Yeah.
Doing all my wild antics.
Yeah, good.
So now
was
I'm
that
here.
Fun?
It was okay. It was okay. Also, can I just get in this quickly? You know, Subway.
Oh,
a lot of feedback came for your.
I think falafel sold out across Australia.
No, it's not. I went to Subway.
Yeah.
You know, I actually went to Subway. I went to South Melbourne Subway, my local.
You like it there?
Love it. Great staff, friendly.
How's the sauce?
Thick.
Do they put enough?
Thick and fresh lettuce every time I go there.
Yeah. I actually have another hack about this, but keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
The guy there, didn't get his name, obviously don't like socialising or talking, said, oh, Goz.
That's what we love about him though, they're all business.
Goz, that'd be a BMT, wouldn't it? You bloody bet ya, buddy. You bloody bet ya.
Wow.
It was great, they know that. And I looked at
what
the falafel.
What did he say about the falafel?
I looked at the falafel and I said, oh, falafel's full. stock. No one has got falafel today. And then I checked in the DMs of list callers. I was like, let me see if this is getting any traction. Jaden Sears writes, worst sub I've ever heard of in my life, mate. Fucking horrendous. And I thought, it can't just be like, you know, one. Maybe it's one bad review.
Yeah.
Next one, Jacob Kettle. Feel sorry for that poor lad that's got to spend the next hour figuring out your order deal.
Yeah.
Because you put a photo up.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, I can't. That's got to be only two. It can't be another one.
Yeah.
James Box rides in. Getting another shit falafel sub, huh? Mate, one of the worst orders ever.
It's not, man.
It is.
Please don't knock it till you try it. Because I've actually got, look, we're giving Subway way too much airtime. Yeah. They need to sponsor us. But
Sam's hanging out for a 6-inch.
Oh, he needs a 6-inch. But one thing I have realised, another little Subway hack, is what you do.
Don't get falafel?
No. So when you order it, you order everything, right? And they go to the letter section. So you pretend like role play. What do I want?
What do you want?
Oh, so I've just had the falafel toasted with the cheese.
Yuckery.
3 bits of cheese. Yuck, yeah. What would you like? Oh, okay. What do I want? I know I'm going to get lettuce. Yeah. Okay. Oh, can I get some onion? Yep. Can I get some carrot? Yep. Cucumber? Yep. Jalapeno? Yep. Oh, chuck in some lettuce. At the end, because you know they just, if you go lettuce first, you've just got a fucking sub of lettuce. Yeah. It's just like, it's like a lettuce cabbage patch in there.
You know,
you've got that much lettuce. It's like, lettuce eat me sub, mate. Yeah. There's too much lettuce in here.
You know what you should do, really fuck them?
Yeah.
When you say, hey, 12-inch Italian herb cheese, they say, what do you want? Chipotle sauce.
just chipotle.
And they say, salt and pepper? Actually, BMT. Just like fucking with them completely.
But it does rattle them at the end because they go, how am I going to fit in this fucking lettuce when I've just chopped you up with carrot and onion?
That, you know what's worse? When like someone in front of you that goes, I'll have all the salads, thanks, except for onion, tomato, pickles.
No.
Just, you won't have all of them, will you?
Well, let's just go straight
get into it. Great time to get into it.
Yeah, we know it. Mm-hmm. Sting.
Go. So going through the papers here.
So much paper.
Sam tells us to go through the papers. Yeah, look like you're busy. Get off my fucking back. People Who, do you want me to go first?
Go.
Okay, this one, we're getting back into this.
Okay.
Flying, going into state, for work, business, pleasure. People who put their seat back on the flight, and there's an unspoken law about this. If the flight is under 2.5 hours, your seat stays upright. Bitch.
I think we've done this.
Have we?
We've definitely done this one.
Have we?
Yeah, definitely done this. Well, we've done about 15 episodes, so in one of them.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's mine again.
Strong.
That's mine.
Again, we're that passionate about it. We got to the bottom of this. I think it was anything under 2 hours, no chair back.
Yeah. Have we done this?
Yes. 100% done this.
Oh, that's me done.
Okay, fantastic. All right, I've got another one. I've got two then today because I'm pretty passionate about these two.
Yeah.
Okay. One is when I go to the gym, people who wear, and you do this, you really fuck me off when you do this.
You okay?
Sorry.
All that fitness paying off.
People who wear Nike, Adidas, Puma, New Balance in one kit, okay? Stick to your one kit. You can't be rocking your Adidas shoes with your Nike socks, with a New Balance tee and a Puma cap. Fuck off.
Yeah, that annoys me a bit.
You've got to stick to one brand. You've got to be themed. When you go to the gym, you've got to be themed.
I reckon you would do this, but you'd wear like Nike shorts and then like a casual T-shirt.
I do that.
Yeah, I hate that. Don't do that.
That's fine because it's not the brand. I'm just saying athletic brands, you cannot be mixing athletic brands. Nothing annoys me more. I'll be like, geez, that bloke looks like he's working hard. Then he's got his sock combo and his shoe combo not intertwined.
But Sam would say, oh, my socks are actually sponsored. My lower shins are sponsored by New Balance and my torso is Nike. So I can't do that.
No, but do you get what I mean?
Yeah. And also-
No, that didn't really hit you today?
Well, it did. Yeah. Like it doesn't annoy me, but I don't like, I wouldn't lose sleep over it.
Oh, that one really annoys me.
Yeah. How about like color? Do you have to color coordinate your kit or not?
Yeah. So at the gym, I wear this same kit. Okay. Every runner I wear has to be white shoes. I love wearing white runners, black socks. And sometimes I even wear my Carlton footy socks to the gym because I like the footy socks. I flip in the AFL sign. I wear Nike shorts, grey T-shirt every time. reason I wear grey t-shirt, people go, you sweat. Yeah, I know. I want you to know I'm working hard. I want you to know I'm working hard.
Yeah, really let them know.
I really want to set the tone here. I want to be the one sweating through my t-shirt profusely so you know you're not working as hard as me.
Don't you do Pilates?
No.
What do you do?
I do Exo Fitness. I do 45-minute circuits. Yeah.
Well, wait, you're punching out these days.
Oh, about 7 kilo.
No, yeah, that's good. That's probably a good one. I got a message. I went deep diving again in DMs.
Mm.
Very similar to what you've just said.
Yep.
Davis Verboon writes.
Good man, Davis.
People who wear rogue footy merch to AFL games.
Yeah.
For example, he was at the Gabba last night for the Lions Docker, and some punter was decked out in full Collingwood kit. Scarf, hat and jumper. He says, why are you running that merch when your team isn't even playing?
What's the point? It's like, what are you trying to prove? Especially at the moment with the Pies. Probably not.
Don't wear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't care who you go for, man.
No. Yeah. That's just a – I mean, that's not even the right state to be right.
No.
Nah. Yeah, it annoys me.
Yeah, very annoying. That's don't do that, please.
No, I don't like that.
I've got one more. I don't feel dragging on too much here, but – the last one is...
We got time. Yeah, we got time. It's a podcast. We can take 4 hours if we wanted to.
True. Last one, and you do this as well.
How do I do all of them?
Is people...
Hey, people who are fuck with you do this.
People who want to split Ubers for like 5 minute trips.
You repeat you do this
every time.
You do this.
You'd be like, oh man, just like we're going around the corner. I'll order it. Hey man, can you accept that?
You know what happened?
You send it to six people and try and split an Uber
for
5 minutes.
This is what you do. Say for instance, I'm in South Melbourne. If we go to a pub at South Melbourne, you'll Uber from yours, which is not anywhere near me, and you'll split it saying, hey man, split the Uber fare, come to my house first, and then a 50-cent Uber fare for me is now $37.
No, that's not what I do. You can't turn my people who are onto you.
But you do it to me.
But you end up doing, you always do that. You always split Ubers for like 5 minute trips. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. Can you stop doing that?
Why should I have to fork out the whole thing?
It's embarrassing. No. Everyone's got a mate that does that. Please tag your mate in this, whoever
does that.
All right. Yeah, please.
If you do that, that's bad. Yeah, it's bad. All right, well, that was people who, now we go to everyone's favourite, GMZ. GMZ.
GMZ.
Do the thing.
Oh, yeah, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so many
papers.
GMZ.
Just a quick one, like we're coming through. We review priority pick a fair bit.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah.
Nearly on the way out.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
Having a lot of complaints about GMZ.
I've actually seen one. Everyone's saying
it's shit.
Well, they'll be saying this because I've gone.
You've got to pick it up today.
I've gone to my best source.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I've gone. No,
it's
man,
just pretty shit at the moment.
You know how you have to find. No, don't say that. You have to go to a source to find stories.
Yeah, tomato.
I've gone to Big Footy.
It's true. If it's on Big Footy, it's true.
If it's on Big Footy, it's true.
I understand.
And you wouldn't believe the look on my face when I stumbled across this at work.
What thread?
I don't know. But I was so like in awe of what I was reading.
Okay. What were you reading?
Oh, you're about to find out.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just take it back a bit. Last week or the week before, I said I was at Shepparton.
Yes.
And I said, oh, mate, I might have messed up here.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I promised Shepparton
I know where this is going.
Well, holy dooly, almost fell off my chair when I'm on Big Footy.
Why are you on Big Footy, to be honest?
I'm on Big Footy breaking stories, mate. I'm on Big Footy.
Yeah.
And the eyes lit up. Yeah. Dylan Buckley to play a game at Ardmona.
Ardmona Cats.
Is this true?
Look, I did not agree to this.
You have, because it's on Big Footy and it's breaking news, mate.
If it's Big Footy, it must be true. But What have you done,
Dylan?
Well, I got roped into a game with one of my friends, Nick Butler. He knows Shane Crawford, one of our friends.
Yeah.
We've never met Shane before, but he's a good guy.
What have you done?
Well, I've committed to playing a game for Ardmona Cats. Prior to this weekend, they hadn't won a game in 6 years.
Oh, good thing you'll turn that around.
No, they won this weekend, so that's sort of... takes the
shine off it.
Yeah, but I'm going up there in 3 weeks.
Oh my God, man. You have not played local footy for years.
I haven't played footy.
I feel so bad, man.
That's why I'm doing working out.
I had to Google where it was. It was pretty much in Shepparton, near Shepparton.
Yeah.
If some bloke is threatening to bash me at a nightclub where he can't legally touch me, you're going to get belted on a field.
Man. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm honestly anxious thinking. Like, you know how I get. Coming. I have performance anxiety. I'm like feeling sick. Do you want to play?
No way.
Do you want to play with me?
No, I'm coming to watch you though.
Can you play with me?
I'm going to sledge you so hard over the fence. I'm not coming. There's no, you could not pay me enough to go to.
I'm not even getting, it's a charity game. I'm doing it to help. I swear to God, I'm doing it to help.
They're paying you.
I'm doing it, nothing. They're not paying me one thing. I'm doing it to help.
There's something on the table here. You're getting something. I'm not getting paid, but I might have a Mazda BT, another Mazda BT soon. All right.
We do love Mazda BT 50s, by the way, South Morang Mazda.
We do. And if anyone wants to give me one.
No, they don't.
Okay, Kevin.
Yeah. South Morang.
So guess what?
Mazda.
Just when you think GMZ, has gone out
You have broke something there. Well done.
I've broken that you're playing for
Ardmona Cats.
Ardmona Cats.
Yeah, haven't won a game in 6 years.
Oh, no, get out there. You'll be out there in how many weeks?
3 weeks, I think. I think we're playing Murchison.
I don't guarantee no one cares.
No.
That's good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, good news, man. Go me.
Yeah, well done. All right, well, I'm gonna let that go on for another week, that segment, because as I said, like, I was going through the DMs and everyone was like, get GMZ
See,
off.
The thing
GMZ
is,
off,
now
GMZ
you said
GMZ
that,
off.
You'd
it's
want
like
to have a
worst
bloody good one for priority pick.
Yeah, it's a worst show. It's a worst segment
It's
on the
not
show
the worst segment. No, it's not.
Yeah, everyone was saying that.
No, it's not actually.
Everyone was saying that, so. No. I said to him, nah, give it a chance. Give it a chance. It's actually not that bad.
Yeah, I don't care what they say about you.
Guess what?
What?
Big week of footy.
Massive week. Play it.
Ram review.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. What
so
a bloody what a bloody round.
How good's footy?
Good.
Fucking love sitting down and watching footy.
What about smelling the ointment? What about smelling the ointment in the rooms?
How about when you're just on the couch and you're cracking a frothy and you're watching the footy?
How about when you go there and you go, get into him?
Yeah. Or when someone has the ball and they get tackled straight away, you're like, fucking ball. And all your mates are there and you're high-fiving each other and you're kissing your dad.
Just on this, I'm going to my first game next week since I finished.
Which game are you going to?
Richmond Giants. Grand final rematch from 2 years ago.
You're going?
Yeah.
What are you doing there? Set the tone?
Setting the tone for the senior boys.
Resetting it.
Stands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of tone setting. You know what? A lot of...
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Are we getting robbed of tone setting by a few big
See, the thing
corporations
is, we should
and stuff?
Have
like,
copyrighted it. Yeah. Oh, we don't talk about that.
We love the AFL. We love the AFL, but...
Yeah, it's kind of our thing, man.
You know.
Yeah.
We don't steal.
No, I don't steal.
Other things.
I don't steal... Well, whatever you do.
Yeah, we don't even know.
I don't know what you do.
Yeah, except for interesting.
What do they do?
Sure. But yeah, people who... no, we're not doing people. I'm doing the Ram Review.
Ram Review. Tigers Geelong.
I was really nervous because Chris is here tonight.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I just found out we're paying his salary.
Yeah. Ram Review. All right, Tigers Geelong.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Hey.
Big. Hey, footy.
You wrote off Geelong.
I did, and I jumped back on them. So that counts as without what I did.
You know what one thing, Dan, you know I love in footy? And a couple of times it happened this week, but there's nothing better than when they ride people off and then people respond.
When you ride their backs.
When you ride it, when you strap it on and you ride their backs. And Jezza Cameron this week.
Jesse.
Jezza.
Oh, Jezza.
Jezza Cameron.
Yeah,
Jeremy.
Mates and that.
6 goals.
Yeah, he was good. He was really good.
They were a lot of people have been doubting him, saying, why'd they pick him up? Why'd they pick him up?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why.
And
I always said that about the Cats. Like, you got to wait until the whole team's back before you judge them.
Gary Rowan kicked 5.
Yeah.
Unreal.
He's a good player.
Great player.
First game on Saturday was Suns v St Kilda. And boy, oh boy, was this a slow-paced game. Yeah. Besides when I was watching. Well, someone kicked the goal today.
Oh, shit. Sorry, what happened?
And it was close to being a skip, but I've got another one I want to skip later, so I can't.
Yeah, okay, we can't skip that one. So let's go through it. I was just going to say Jack Steele, Hunter Clark.
Mm.
Good dudes.
They're good dudes.
I like them. Yeah.
I reckon they're good. And Hunter Clark looks like he's one of the elves from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He's good
Sam
though.
Sam put that in. I didn't know
he's
where
good
to
though.
Go with
Sometimes
that.
He puts things in and I read it as it is.
I think he's talking about Aragorn, who. That's a compliment because Aragorn is like one of the most noble people ever.
Mate, speaking of getting sidetracked here, I watched Lord of the Rings over the weekend because Anna wanted to watch it.
It's oh
man,
so good.
They go for 20 hours those
How
movies.
Good are they though?
They're fucked. I was like, oh, how good was that first fight that went for 2 hours? Anna goes, yeah, there's another one. Oh, is it like in the next movie? No, in this movie.
I'd know.
Yeah, well, I'm fucking sick of watching TV for 4 hours. Someone just win. God, Hunter Clark's out there fighting away.
He's good though, Hunter
Who's
Clark?
Aragorn?
Aragorn is the main, like the ripper. You just watched it. Aragorn's like the real, like, he's a real hustler.
Yeah.
So Legolas is the bow and arrow man.
Yep.
Frodo, it's me. Yeah. And Aragorn is the, you remind me of a little bit? Gimli. You remind me of Gimli a bit.
Not really sure who that is.
Gimli's just the larger, smaller guy with the axe.
So insulting to me.
You look a bit like Gimli.
Yeah, well.
Anyway. we'll move back on. Giants, Dons, what a game. What the Giants.
They produce good games.
The sound of the Western Sydney Giants. They won by 3 points.
They're good. Yeah, they were good. You know who's a great player? Nick Hine.
From Richmond. From Essendon, sorry.
From Essendon. He's so quick.
He's quick.
He's lightning quick.
How do you reckon? So, obviously, this is your scale, right? You've got quick.
Yeah.
Ball, quick versus ball use.
Yeah.
Your scale is 10 would be, who were we talking about last week that runs quick and uses the ball well?
CJ.
Yeah. Okay, he's your 10.
Yeah.
I'm your 1.
Oh, okay. If you're lucky to get a 1.
Where would Hine be on that scale?
Oh, 8.5.
You reckon?
It's pretty good.
Still sprays him a lot, but.
That's all right. Forgive that. When you're going at 40Ks an hour.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Intense.
You weren't
so
forgiving when I did it.
Yeah, because you just come off your shin or your knee at full pace. Imagine steaming off half.
Yeah, no, we get it.
And
we get it.
Sharon comes off your left kneecap. You're right footed, man.
Yeah, we get it. We get that. We get it. All right.
That's to come off your left kneecap when you're on your right foot.
We get it. Okay. North Collingwood.
North Collingwood. Here we go. Let's check the notes of what Sam's put. North, very unlucky. North, so unlucky this week. Like, you can tell they're definitely getting closer. Please take it easy on them, guys.
Oh, yeah. We love North. Oh, you know what? This one thing, and Sam's just been in me for literally since we started. Oh, come on. North, they're actually onto something. I reckon they got a good list. They got a good list, man. Like, trust me. Like shin boners, you know, like Glenn Archer's, Glenn Archer's coming in there and he apparently spoke to the boys last week and, like, they're actually pretty good. Like, shut up, Sam. Tom Bow, as you said, we laugh about it, but Sam has been going on at me for years. Man, they got the best young talent. They got the best young talent in the comp. No, they don't. Okay? Bang. I've been watching a young kid for a while now. Sam showed me this guy. I'll let him have it. He loves getting credit for things. I've got to give him credit for this.
Nick Larky?
No. Well, I'm not sure. But Tom Bow is a serious player.
To his credit, as much as I was laughing at Sam, just writing what he wants in this list, he's a good player.
He's a good player.
Hasn't got nominated yet for Rising Star.
No. And we need to speak to our
Sam's
people about
crying
that
in the corner. He hasn't.
We need to speak to him about that because he's a very, very good player.
Yeah.
North, I would say, honestly, lock him in.
Long term. 8-year deal.
9. But he's good. He's good looking bloke too.
Is he?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, got the nice.
Yeah, nice. Action. Melbourne, Sydney. Hickey.
Wow.
How good was that goal he kicked?
Mate, honestly, that story, like, it writes itself. Hickey comes in as List Clock of the Week, comes on. By the way, thanks to everyone who bought his hats. He's now he wants to shout us a holiday away. Apparently, he's just put food on the table for Hickey for the last next 10 years, how many neat animals hats you bought. So, well done. But how did he go against Big Gaunt? Did he? What's the actual stats? I know you're a ruck coach. You're the unofficial ruck coach.
Yeah, unofficial ruck coach for all the coaches. He had about the same, like 15, 16 touches, like similar.
Yes.
But he got smashed in the hitouts.
Okay. Yeah, but were they decoying the hitouts?
Oh, yeah, no. He was, almost hitouts. He had a heap of almost hitouts. Oh, at least 60.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, if there was like 80 hitouts in total, he had almost 60.
Yeah.
And it was good because his hand was just getting near it.
So close.
And you could tell. Like,
and you could see as well, like all the mids were like, If he had got it, like it was just straight out the front door.
Yeah, like Sydney were like, oh, this is, if he gets his hand on this, we are floodgating out of here. Yeah.
But what about the goal though?
Good, great goal.
That was taking a piss on the goal. Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was.
On this, just because we're talking about here, Petrarca obviously just signed a big deal.
Can relate.
Can't. No, I definitely can't. Who, I've got two questions here.
Ask away.
Who's the most, what is it? Underrated demon? Who's the most underrated demon?
Christian Salem.
Yeah, but he's not that underrated because he's still...
He's getting noticed, yeah.
He's getting noticed, but he's better than what
him
he's...
Him or Langdon?
Langdon, do you see Rampy pick Langdon up and do a 360?
Apparently he suplexed him.
Yeah, he did. It was cool.
More rumble out there.
Yeah, so you reckon him?
Yep. And what's your second part? Who do you reckon?
The second part was, I was just looking at Christian Petrarca then, and this is getting a little bit sidetracked, but if you had to pick a team now, you're starting your own team from scratch, right? What player would you pick to start that team in the AFL?
Harry Mackay.
You would? Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
He's VH-man's on at the moment.
Harry or Petrarca, I guess. Yeah, one of those two.
All right, well, let's get back to this because I'll ask this again later. All right, Port Adelaide.
Oh, Port, what have you done? So flattening. We're not angry. We're just a little bit disappointed. Like, you've won, it was a good win, like you did what you did against Adelaide, but not sure why you put Collingwood's Guernsey on after the game.
Yeah. I was just saying this then. Look, I'm not, you're from Adelaide, you know a little bit more about this, but was it a little bit cringe?
It was pretty awkward, yeah. It was awkward, like to go to the AFL store and buy 22 Collingwood Guernseys. And then like put them on after the game.
It was a bit weird.
No, it's just awkward. It was like,
I get it. I do get it. But it's just
not setting the tone in the right way.
I sort of feel like as much as you be proud of your history, also be proud of your present.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'd love to see Port do. We brought this up a while ago and North haven't listened. They've got a bit going on at the moment. But what I'd love to see is Port bring back that jumper that had the big retro bolt, lightning bolt coming through.
Yeah. You know what? Port should actually go after North as well because they got blue and white prison bars.
This is coming to the fact that you had a relationship with Port Adelaide.
It's not.
They end up taking Paddy Ryder, which was a better move, and you're still bitter about it.
Wasn't a better move because mine didn't play it. You see that tweet where someone's like, Collingwood should play Never Tear Us Apart before the game?
Oh. I'm actually looking forward to when
they play Port, each other. Yeah. Oh, maybe they both wear prison bars and no one can tell who's playing.
I love the little thing with Koshy, with Eddie McGuire. They said, have you got anything to say? He goes, look, no, I've got nothing to say. But saying that, and then he said like 14 things.
I love how like that's just the fight no one asked for.
No one cares, realistically. Yeah. Like, literally no one cares, but it's just funny to watch.
Literally, man, I could not care what you wear at all. Prison bars or not prison bars.
No. We like it.
How about
we love
prison? Shut the hell up.
I do love Port. I know you don't, but
I love them. I love everyone. Sunday.
Jumpers as well, because I like talking about jumpers. Yeah. Adelaide's yellow jumper is elite.
Nah, I don't like that one.
Okay.
No. Cool. Okay. Massive game, Hawthorn versus Eagles on the Sunday, but we'll skip that.
That is getting absolutely skipped, man.
That is
boring.
It was a boring, boring game.
I might actually go on tonight and chuck that on just to jump into bed. So I just fall straight asleep.
That's great. I might jump on boring.com and submit that game.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Thanks for that one.
That.
Yeah. Thanks, fans, for that.
Better in my head.
Boring.
Yeah. Thanks for the.
All right. Western Bulldogs, Carlton. Were you sitting the tone on the weekend?
You know I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
Is it a coincidence?
So I was at a Mother's Day function and I was checking in because I love to check in on the boys, you know. App, check the scores, fantasy.
Yeah,
it's funny when I go to fantasy. I'm hard drilled from my career. I like when I first go into the app, I go like fantasy straight to the bottom. Mm. Make sure I'm not there.
Yeah.
Remember I'm not playing.
Yeah.
Thank fuck.
That was the best thing.
Because like I remember being a player and like the worst thing you do after the game and like no one wants to do it privately, but you sort of get to your phone at some stage, you go into the app, you go, oh fuck, just don't be
bottom.
Don't be fucking bottom six. And you just go down there, you're like, haven't seen. Oh, swore. Fuck. Bottom. Literally bottom.
I'd take bottom six. If I was like bottom three, but like third from the bottom, I'm like, oh, thank fuck.
Oh, you just don't want your name too low.
No, the best.
And what you'd even do as well is you'd do, so firstly, to break it down completely, you'd go like both teams to see like where you were. Because if you were low on both teams, you're really low.
Yeah.
But then once you go just your team and then you're still low, it's bad. God.
I used to think that like because I was a ruckman, I'd get the hit out points.
Yeah. You didn't get in.
Just didn't get the hit out points
almost,
at all.
Almost. No. Yeah.
So like I'd have five kicks and that'd equate to like 13 points. But imagine the almost points.
I used to handball a lot, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was in the right spots, but like they didn't want to give it to me.
I used to handball a lot. You just don't get the points for that.
I'm rewarded running.
All right. So really good little thing before I saw on something, credit to whoever it was. I don't know who it was, but it was saying at Carlton at the moment, who would be your 1, 2, 3?
Like, yeah, I saw this, yeah. 1, 2, 3 of who?
I think it was Adam Cooney actually.
Should be paid the most?
Yeah.
Is that the thing? Is that what you want to go with?
Well, I was just saying going forward into the future,
yeah,
who's the most important?
Harry and then Walshy.
Wow. So Harry's go Harry so first. Man. I know he is. I know he is. But imagine Walsh if Harry, is – no, I know. But what, I think he's rarer than Walsh.
Yeah, I think if Walsh is out of the team, we're still okay. Like yeah. Someone fill the void. But if Harry's out of that team, like we're not in that game.
No. Harry has just – I don't know if I said this last week on the show, but I ran into him downstairs.
Yeah, and she did.
You are a pissant.
Pissant to him. I know, yeah. Mate. I couldn't sleep all week.
Like, honestly, you're a big guy, but you are a pissant.
Oh, I'm not a pissant.
Like.
I'm a piss centipede.
Yeah, he's a freaking big guy, man.
He's a big boy. Yeah, fucking flat with that.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched all of it.
Who got him? Who strapped the boys on the back and got them for going for the Dogs?
Well. Geez, they all strapped on each other really in the end.
No, too far. Too far. I said, who strapped the boys on the back
yeah.
and got them going?
And I said, they all did the right thing.
Yeah, good.
No, good. No, they were, all the whole Doggies were, they were just coming the whole game.
Yeah.
They were coming and coming and coming.
Yeah.
Rough, and they took rough. Over. They were very rough.
Last question.
Mm. Bontempelli's so good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. No, he's a good player. Cool name too, Bontempelli.
Mm.
Cool. Would you take Cripper and Walsh
mm.
or Bont and Smith?
Oh, jeez. Don't know. Can I have all of them?
It's a fucking hard one.
Yeah. Yeah, it is hard. Oh.
I don't know. You got to give one.
Oh, it's very nothing in it. Nothing in it.
Honestly,
so hard.
It's so hard. Honestly, just on like I'm going. The only on thing form. I'm going on is form,
form.
And you'd have to take the Doggies yeah. because.
But there's
they've won a flag in the yeah. 20,
and that's just literally on form at the moment, which is tough.
So
no, that's something I have to think about all.
It's hard
now.
Being best mates if they're running the AFL.
Yeah, it's hard. Everyone loving us so yeah. much. You've got to burn some bridges sometime. Yeah.
Brisbane Dockers, can we skip this?
I hope so. Can we, Sam?
I've already skipped one. Can we skip it?
Oh,
we've skipped. No, I think we've skipped. No.
We got to talk about this.
We've got to talk about the Dockers because I think we've skipped in 3 weeks.
And we love watching the Dockers play.
We do. They play such an exciting brand.
They do. Brisbane, they're just back, baby. They are back big time. Charlie Cameron gets the old.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what he should. Oh, no, that's not funny at all. I don't want to think of that.
Yeah. Did you see the video that Mitch Robinson put up of him doing the 105?
85 kilos.
105?
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. What are you bench?
I was a good bencher, man. You know this.
Yeah, you were the Sydney Harbour Bridge when you benched.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
So everyone is
Sydney. Do you know one thing I used to do?
No, I don't.
Do you know one thing I used to do?
Sydney Harbour Bridge every bench.
Yeah, and like I had two shoulder surgeries, but I really played up on it. Did not need this thing at all, but I just do it with pure strength. There used to be these things in the gym where when you do bench press, you'd put like a block on your chest.
Oh, they such
do you remember
a big,
this
yeah,
thing?
Like a,
yeah, so there was like a block on your chest, so it would sort of sit like, instead of going all the way to range, obviously bad for the shoulders, you'd put this block like there. So I was literally adding about 45 kilos to my bench every week.
Because you had no range.
I had no range.
You also did the Sydney Harbour Bridge where it's like, normally in bench, like your back.
Well, I just got like this.
Your back and your shoulder blades are flat on the bench. You would yeah. go right onto your shoulder blades. Ass and hips would be fully in the air. Or you're on your tiptoes and you literally bench press like your hips and come up.
Yeah, I'll just do like a big pelvis squat yeah. pretty much.
Big hip thrust on the bench. we are fun here. All right, Bucko, let's get into some tips for this round coming up.
Tip it. How are we going with our tips?
We're not tracking. The list close comp
yeah.
is going strong. Getting new people added every day, which is really good. So we'll update that soon.
We should go back and see, because I think last week we literally tipped the opposite tips.
Opposites. We do that. I know. Let's get into it. Geelong, St Kilda, Friday night.
Geelong, St Kilda. You know what comes to mind when I think of these two teams?
What?
Back in my football prime, like loving watching footy, was when I just remember that game of these two teams just being like
at it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was great.
Great rivalry.
Great rivalry.
Sorry about that.
I'm going Geelong.
Didn't need that at all. I'm going to go Geelong too.
Sydney, Collingwood.
Sydney.
Jeez, always go Swam.
Swams.
North, the Hawthorn, blockbuster.
Can we skip it?
Well, we can't skip it. Who do you think?
Oh, this is actually in Tasmania. Mm. And I'm going to be here for this game. I'm actually going to watch. No, I'm not. I'm going to Tassie, but I'm not. So that's at Launceston?
Yep.
I'm going to say the Hawks win that.
I'm going to say North win. I think Tom Powell will be very good.
Yeah, we love Tom Powell.
The Q Clash, oh, I love this game. This is my favourite game of the round.
Bigger than the Derby, they reckon.
Bigger than the Derby, bigger than the flag, bigger than the Orange Cup. This is, you know what?
Is this bigger than Anzac Day?
Man, this rivalry is bigger than what I've been in the heat of it in the NEAFL.
In the NEAFL.
And I can tell you, mate, they hate each other, these teams.
Oh, yeah.
Tuuk Miller and Dane Zorko.
Oh, no.
Hate.
I'm actually excited for that.
Hate each other.
I actually am excited
like,
for that.
Like, generally hate each
other. Do they actually hate each other, though? Like,
No. I think it's like...
Just the on-field.
I think they hate each other, but play it to me. Like, oh, yeah, it's all good. It's in the game. I think they do hate each other.
I loved watching that. These two go at it.
There's blood in this game. Where's it at? Metricon. I'm going Suns.
I'm
going
to go Suns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same.
Richmond Giants.
I'm going to this game. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. You're setting the tone.
I'm going to go Giants.
I'm going to go Richmond.
Okay.
Port Bulldogs.
Ooh.
That's a good game.
That's actually a very good game. That's at Port.
Port until they give me a reason not to dip them.
Yeah. Hey, just looking at Port's logo as well, they've got the prison bars on the logo.
Is that an updated logo?
Sure.
That's so...
I'm going to go ballsy. Doggies.
Did you just say Port?
No, it's a dog, I think.
Okay. Essendon Freo. Oh, jeez.
I'm going to switch this one off and not watch it. But as a tip, I would say I just have no interest in
Don't care.
No, I'm going to go Freo.
We're going Freo as well. D-Day, Demons, Carlton.
Oh, okay. Now, do I have to remind you what happened at 3:20 in 2016 on the MCG?
I don't want you to.
Do I have to remind you?
Well, you may as well.
I single-handedly destroyed the Demons. Single-handedly.
This way at DB from 50.
I kicked DB.
Mazza BT from
Mazza DB. Mazza BT outside the 50 on the three, kicking three. Absolutely destroyed them. So I know for a fact, will they feel better me not playing? Yes.
You haven't played for like 4 years.
Yeah. Will they feel better? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Will the scars still be there?
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So...
And will their scars still be there from that time I played on the G1s against Hawthorn?
No.
Like that's the question probably Melbourne are asking themselves right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like how many scars are here?
There's scars.
Like we want to obviously.
I honestly this week, I'm saying this, like think about it when you say this. I think Melbourne, they should, not that they're going to go into a game and lose it, but they need to lose one. Otherwise, you don't want to get to the end of the year without a loss.
Yeah, you need the.
You need to have one just to
reset yourself.
Reset.
Like, okay, we're not untouchable. Yep. I think this is the game. Blues get them. Or they have to, the Blues.
Mm,
otherwise, sayonara to finals.
So I'm is it? They're out of finals?
I think so. Be close to. Rodgers, be around 9, you win 3 games if you lose this.
All right. I think Melbourne's still going to win.
Okay. I think Carlton. And the last game, Eagles-Adelaide.
Eagles-Adelaide, and that's at West Coast. So I'm going to say West Coast.
Yeah, same.
Do love West Coast. Right. By the way, just saying that we don't have any – we actually love Fremantle. We've got to be a bit
– We do love Fremantle. I love Fremantle. Just used to go for them when I was a kid.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Used to go for Clyde Waterhouse and the boys.
Okay. Winners and losers, you know we love this.
Oh,
segment.
I do love
there
this.
Go.
Sting it.
Oh, you keep
all right, the winners are – my winner this week – very hard to pick one this week.
Yeah.
I think Geelong for the demolition job they did
on
Richmond. Yep. I fell asleep at 3/4 time and there was nothing in it. I woke up and put my glasses on and I was like, that's not 10 goals, is it? It was 10 goals.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Yeah.
Friday, I feel like the Friday night game is just so much better than any other one.
A lot of hype around it. You know what's better than the Friday night game?
Thursday.
Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree.
Good thinking. B1.
Yeah, B2. Look, I'm going to have to agree with you because these other games I just don't really.
And there's just so many you could pick from there.
So many, man. And but I think that one's
It is. My loser. Mm. Now,
who's your loser?
My loser is it's North Melbourne. Sorry, Sam. And it's not North Melbourne for the reasons you think it'd be. Yes, I could obviously, they're on-field staff issues. Yep. We all know about it and we've documented them. We still support them.
We are. And we were going to buy a membership, but it was too expensive.
We were going to buy a membership. They were stinging us too much. We've asked for a discount. They've said no.
Yep.
I'm going to say the loser is the North Melbourne banner squad.
Oh, no.
Did you see
their
banner?
No.
You know the Kanga, Kanga, Kanga.
Yeah. I like that.
Their banner read, "Kanga, kanga, kanga, mush, roo, roo, room. Let us squash the pies."
Where's the mushroom come out?
Kanga, 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 mush, roo, roo, room.
Mush, roo, roo, room. I don't get it.
I don't really know what's happening here either.
Kanga, kanga, kanga.
Kanga, kanga, kanga. Yeah. And then like, the song goes, roo, roo, roo. Yeah. They've gone, oh, hold on. Mush, roo, roo, room.
What are you saying at the end there? Room?
Room.
So you're saying room.
Room. Kanga, kanga, kanga. Kanga.
Mush, roo, roo, room.
Let us squash the pies.
I don't get the room. I just don't. Is that, am I missing something?
I don't get any of it. To be honest with you.
All right.
So they're my losers. Yeah.
I just didn't get that
terrible.
At all.
Who's your loser? Oh, you're probably the same, wouldn't it?
Nah.
After that.
It's not. It's definitely not.
So, and it's good that you're prepared. You're not going through the notes.
So many to pick from.
Yeah, there is. And you're well prepared, but so it's definitely not going to be the North banner.
So many to pick from.
And I'm not going to stall for you either. I wouldn't do that because you know what you're doing here.
Yeah.
And there's been no need for me to stall for you at all here. Nah. So many to think of.
There's so many to pick from.
You know, but I'm thinking for the files in my head, I'm like, which one do I pick off?
All right, I got one.
Okay, good.
I got one. Adelaide. Come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Adelaide want to build this up as the biggest derby, whatever it is.
Showdown. Yeah. Not for
it. You try a bit harder and make the game a bit more interesting.
Yeah, that's the comms.
Yeah. Right. Come on.
Yeah. Morons.
Sorry, I'm going to put more research in there next week.
Yeah, we love shut up. Cheers.
Sorry.
Cheers.
You're
not doing your review. Was that last?
That's last, yeah.
Oh, God.
All righty.
Here we go.
This is the time we've all been waiting for, we absolutely love this.
Mm.
Big, illustrious, magnificent award to win. And I think now the AFL community is actually catching on to this. They know it's not a mistake. This is actually for someone that is underappreciated.
Yeah.
Under-awarded. They do not get the recognition they deserve.
Mm. No, they don't.
We've had a lot of good players come into this. Obviously, Tom joined us last week. Well, we had him on the show.
Tom, congratulations.
Fantastic. A lot of people were happy with that. He kicked the door in with no PCL.
That's as impressive to do.
It was really big.
Mm.
With the Power Rangers, all the memes, we love them. If you've got any more memes, please keep sending them through. In because we love memes.
I love them. And we'll also, them. Actually, stop sending lookalikes of me and ugly people.
Yeah, no. Man, I've got a great... Me too, actually.
Like, it just
we get it. No, like, we honestly get it. We are ugly ass.
There was one with me and like some like hawk eagle with a massive nose. It's like, oh, okay, I'm not an eagle one.
I love when people come up to me like, "Moon, has anyone ever told you you look like Frodo?"
Yeah.
Yeah, most days.
The best is like when someone's like, "No offense, man, but your nose is actually bigger in real life." Oh, no worries, man. If you said no offense, it's all good.
Oh, let's go with the week.
Here we go.
Sting.
All right, who's yours?
You go first.
Okay. Oh, my.
No, I've got it.
I present to you this list clogger, who's actually now a star. If I said to you he was traded, delisted,
yes,
picked back up, and is now a star.
Oh, I think I'd be saying
I'd be describing Jared Lyons.
Ah, yes.
Jared Lyons at the Crows got traded for more mid time, dominated the Gold Coast, after the end of the year of dominating, gets delisted to then get picked up by Brisbane, is now averaging 27.1 touches, had 29 on the weekend.
Jesus.
Single handedly dragging them over the line.
This is going to be really tough. Because I've also got someone that's very deserving this week.
Who?
Okay. If I told you this guy was 28, pick 67 in the 2015 National Draft, picked up, I think, as a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
He's won 3 flags.
At AFL level?
At AFL level.
Jeez.
67. He was picked up at 21 years of age, missed out on 3 drafts, come through. Gets the job done week in, week out.
I know who it is.
25 disposals on the weekend, 20 kicks, 5 handballs, 80% efficiency, 3 score involvements, 11 marks.
Yep.
Nathan Broad.
John Segler. Nathan Broad.
Nathan Broad. How is John Segler won 3 premierships?
I got confused.
Nathan Broad.
Yeah. The thing with that is, though, he's won 3 flags.
Yes, but he was picked 21. Sorry, he was 21 years of age, pick 67.
Mm.
He's come in as a – he's missed out on three drafts. Yeah?
Did you help with that one?
Okay, yeah. you weren't saying anything. Sorry. Yeah. Yep. He's missed out on three drafts. He's come in, he's fought his way into a team.
Mm.
He plays an incredible role.
Mm.
Lockdown defender, he's quick. He plays on your real dangerous forwards. He plays on Toby's, your, these guys.
Mm.
Plays it very well.
Mm. And I'm saying – imagine being somewhere getting traded for a packet of chips.
Yeah.
And then dominating, they kick you to a curb, get picked up again down the street, and you come in and you're all Australian.
It's really hard this week because they're both so deserving.
They are.
Can we do two?
Just to clarify before we go forward here, I can't go Hickey again, can I? No?
No, okay, he's already in.
Cool.
Fuck. Well, let's look at the team. What do we need?
Got Jonesy, CJ. Like, I think.
So we've got a ruck rover in Hickey. So.
What if we move Hickey to full forward? He can kick snags.
We don't have many lockdown defenders.
Put Hickey down full back.
I don't know what to do here. All right. This is Chris intern.
Mm.
You're going to decide
this
week who comes
huge.
To the team.
We're paying your salary. Thanks to Sam. So
Nathan
come on.
Broad
who do you reckon?
Or Jared Lyons?
Yeah, good man. Well done.
Okay.
Well done.
Said,
well done.
You said Jared Lyons.
He did. Well done to Jared Lyons, who's in the team. Not deserving.
Richmond, I can only do what
I
can only
Brody,
do.
Right? Don't, I know Brody listens to this. Don't be disheartened.
He puts in another performance, he gets in.
You keep doing what Tom did, knocking down the damn doors here.
Knock down the door.
Guess what we have to do? Put him back on there, put him in the team.
Okay.
So well done. Well done, Jared Lyons.
Rock Rover.
I want him, yeah.
Oi, Chris.
Brody had five kicked on
no,
him.
No, he didn't.
Well done.
He was zoned off.
So well done, Chad Lott.
Sorry.
Well done. Welcome to the team, mate. Great addition. So he'll be in
I
there.
Think he'll be happy with that.
He will be. And he'd love the show. He'd love the show.
Oh, he'd love it.
He definitely listens to this.
He likes him.
He's 100% going to comment to this.
No, 100%. I think that he loves liking and subscribing.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, I think he does.
He's really big on following on YouTube and Spotify and
stuff. He's massive on those things. Yeah. I know that for sure.
That, so.
Yeah.
That midfield's getting really big. We've obviously got two big guys, two big able-bodied midfielders, Flinney and Tom Hickey in the ruck and ruck rover combo. That's like your Dean Cox. Nick Nat combo.
You know what we really want? Is Flinney and Hickey both lining up in the centre circle.
Not knowing who's going to take
it. Just standing there if they can.
Yeah. I reckon that's a good one.
Just to throw them off. Yeah.
How about Mayo spectacular mark on the weekend? Yeah. What the?
How about Colgate Mayo give me a big paycheck?
Yeah. How about Mayo mark of the freaking Mayo year?
Yeah. How about anyway?
Jones got 150th on the weekend.
Well done, Liam. Congratulations.
CJ Stewart is ripping 45s off halfback.
Swiskowski is
We haven't reviewed Fremantle for a few weeks, so we've got to get back onto that.
Yeah, we will.
And Ben Key's probably winning the BNF at Adelaide. So.
Well done, Benny.
Huge
team, great team.
So look, I've heard this from a few. Oh, sorry. I've stuffed this. Our midfield is now complete.
We need wingers,
don't really count.
No, we need wingers, mate.
We've got the midfield there, so Ben Key's. He's on the rover. So we've got it all there. Majacek, as we said, Swiekowski. Team's looking really good. I know for a fact, I've heard this from good sources, that Ben Keys is really preparing for a leadership role.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I've heard that he's really going hard at the end. Look, Adelaide probably aren't going to make finals.
You never say never.
You don't.
But, no,
but I've heard but priority won't. For him now is stepping into a leadership role in the 2022.
That's set the tone for boys. Yeah, good on him. Yeah, love that.
Setting the tone.
Inaugural team.
Fantastic.
And they'll all get a certificate of appreciation for being in the team.
They will. And when we get T-shirts, I'll get one.
Yeah, they will.
All right.
What do you got for me?
All right. I've got a movie.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Is it Priority Prick now?
Yeah. Priority Prick.
Oh, there it is.
Here it is. Okay. As we knew, this segment was
sucks.
Out the door.
Yeah,
it was out, the door.
You dragged it back
Everyone
in.
Everyone said, no. You cannot get rid of this. Oh. What do I watch during the week? Dylan, thank you so much. I love Louis Theroux. I love Tickled. I love these documentaries. I loved all this mayhem. I loved so many people said, Dil, F1, Daniel Ricciardo. Loved it. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you for listening and tuning in.
So this better be good, otherwise it was
so this week I've got a movie that's one of my favorite films.
Celebrate everything.
Yeah, well, this one's really good. And just please stick with this film because I really, really enjoy it. And I just want you to watch it and just don't judge it on what I talk about. Just watch the movie.
Don't, yeah.
So you know that I love life lessons.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. So there's this movie called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
I'm out already.
Have you heard of it?
No.
You heard of this, Sam? Oh, no, I'm not doing The King anymore. There was no notes on it. So you... The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yeah, bored.
So
already. I'm out.
Yeah.
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
This would be great. Go on.
What's the guy's name? Ben. Ben.
Just have a stab in the dark.
Stiller. Yeah.
Ben okay. Stiller.
Just
I know Ben.
Cut in.
Ben Did Stiller.
As well? Okay. Ben Stiller. Unbelievable. Okay. Yeah. So he actually directed it as well, as Sam would say. He watched it on a, not on a surface level. He was really invested.
Oh, deep.
It's got one of the best soundtracks for a movie that you've ever heard. Basically, it's about this guy who works a job.
Huge effort.
He works a job and he's struggling to find the meaning of life. He can't find a partner. Mm. He wants to find out how he can become a better person. So he goes on this mission, finds all these things, then realizes in the end he had it all along. Okay?
What do you have?
He had a good life all along. So look, the review of this isn't great. I know it's not, I already know it's not going well. No, like I already know it's not going well, but this is a more like, trust me on this one, watch the movie and please, like once you've watched it, get back to us or let us know what you think.
It sounds a lot like 40-Year-Old Virgin.
No, this isn't a comedy. It's a tear, like I cried in it, but it's also funny.
Mm.
That makes sense.
You've sold that to me. I'll watch that tonight.
Would you watch it?
Probably not.
Chris, would you watch it?
Okay. He's 100% not watching that. No, he's not.
So watch that. Let me know what you think. One of my favourites. Mm. It's not a well-known one.
Yep.
As I said, Ben Stiller, he acts in it, directs it.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. So look, I know.
We'll just do a yes, no on Instagram story.
Yeah,
let us know.
Please, because that's what we'll do this week. And I also want to do it with GMZ because yours is just as bad as mine.
We'll see. We can only pick one. One's going to stay.
Oh,
GMZ
no.
or Priority Prick.
Oh, that could break me.
Okay, Sam likes both.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You watch it?
No.
Okay.
You know I don't like this segment.
Well, please next week if someone is interested in that, let me know. Mm. Also give me some things you'd like me to review because I've seen.
This screams of give me some ideas because this is sinking.
I've seen a lot of series and I've reviewed a lot of them, but I would like some more. I've got a list of series
Very
forever.
Very similar to the Titanic scenes here.
Yeah, good movie.
You fit an iceberg.
Yeah.
That's me, GMZ. I'm the iceberg, baby.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's just the celebrating. He's celebrating a point.